No, darling, I haven't spent all this money on my microphone and now I'm not using it because I'm going to get it now. You know? Okay.
Oh, we've got a live telling off on the podcast. That's going to be great.
What's Ellen's feedback this week? He's not using his microphone. Spent all that money on that and he's not even using it. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Above Average Sports Quiz Thing. And I'm laughing because Tom's putting weird faces at me. I'm Gio and I'm joined, as usual, by a man who thinks the Champions League final should be played in Detroit. Big up those guys. We love them all. And Wembley Stadium should be kept for a live Above Average Sports Quiz Thing podcast. It's Tom.
Hello.
And he's not wrong. We would fill Wembley Stadium.
We would. Exactly. Yeah. With the current rules, yeah. We would definitely fill it with the current rules.
We wouldn't fill all of Detroit. That's far bigger. But we would fill Wembley Stadium. No trouble.
Yeah. Easy. And also joining me, a man who, like Achilles' shield, can be interpreted as a microcosm of civilization in which all aspects of life are shown. Will.
That's hello. That's an in joke. They call that.
Yeah. It's a very in joke. Yeah. Is anyone going to explain it, or are we going to leave it to see how many people understand it?
Sophisticated intro we've ever had.
Yeah. We you sounded articulate saying that. That was the first three university deadlines, essay deadlines for Tom and I. Tom did three different topics. I did three different topics, but managed to bring the essay back to the same topic, which was Achilles' shield. So I basically just rehashed the same essay three times and it drove Tom nuts.
Well, I had to do it. I couldn't tell you what my three essays were, but I know what Will did is on Achilles' shield. So I know more about Will's course from uni than I did from my own.
That's a separate story in its own right.
Yeah. And that's a whole other podcast.
The levels of frustration that Tom went through when, say, the first time, oh, yeah, I'm doing this one on Achilles' shield, and I tell Tom a little bit about it, oh, that's quite interesting. And he'd be doing, like, the Russian Revolution, and then we move on to the next one, and he's now doing, you know, the Spanish Armada, and he said, what are you doing tonight? I said, well, I decided, because there's links to this in this particular topic, that I just do it about Achilles' shield again, because it's such a big shield, and there's all this stuff going on it, so I'll do that. And then the third time, Tom tells me what he's doing, and then asked what I'm doing. And then Tom literally fell off his chair when I told him I was doing Achilles' shield again, because it's just a microcosm. How did he describe it to you, right?
A microcosm of civilization in which all aspects of life are shown.
Exactly. I think that was my opening line to essay 1, 2, and 3. So it falls to me this evening to introduce our latest guest to the podcast. We're delighted to have the company of the man who adopted a love of medicine from the numerous sporting injuries he incurred during his youth, from fractured wrists to ACLs. If he just learned to tackle or how to be tackled, he may have had a very different career.
Dr. Ed, call him Dr. Ed, did we share a bed?
Okay. I'm not sure if that could be heard quite as well, but yeah, obviously Dr. Ed, and so, did we share a bed? I don't know.
That's intriguing. As far as I know, we've never shared a bed, yeah. Tom.
Oh, Tom, you've lost your streak.
I have lost my streak.
Anyway, Ed, welcome.
Thanks. I'd just like to correct Will. I've never torn my ACL.
Oh, come on. It's in that sort of area. You did something to me. And, you know, as I wrote that, I knew he was going to debate with me that he hadn't actually done his ACL.
On my meniscus.
Yeah, same Both difference. Knees. Yeah. Don't you get medical with me. but I'm sure that at least two of these injuries were incurred by your own teammates, weren't they?
Certainly one was. I'm trying to think. I can't think of any others.
A couple of them were rugby and a couple of them were football, weren't they?
Most of them were football, actually. Only one of the wrists was rugby. Yeah. That was my own teammate. Well, that was him. It was in training.
Yeah. And so I had 25 years worth of material and I was like, this is the one that stands out for me in relation to this evening. So this is where Ed gained a lot of his medical knowledge from, was the fact that he was always injured.
Still am.
We're that age now.
Yeah, Ed's been that age since he was like 14.
Well, we're on to the feedback section now. So, Ed, I'm going to let you give your feedback shortly. So, get ready for it.
All right. I'll get the essay out.
We like our live feedback. So, Tom, any feedback from your end?
Well, what I could say is that I've gone back and listened to all the old episodes because...
Is that why our stats have gone up this week from somebody listening to all the old episodes?
No, but there's a reason behind it. It's because I wanted to create a Spotify playlist of all the songs, and it'd be the above average playlist. But at one point, we said, I think we were going to dedicate an episode to someone. I think we did it like once more. And then
we did it twice. Yeah.
So maybe as it goes on, we can think of someone to dedicate this episode to. That's my feedback.
Okay. Will, how about you?
Well, I've got some live feedback. My connection is unstable, so if you see me moving, you'll know why. No, I don't have any immediate feedback for you because all the feedback I'd be giving you, I got directly from our guest. So I'll hand over to Ed.
Okay.
Now, as much as they say, Ed, they like live feedback, be gentle with them, particularly GY, because he's in charge of the Zoom call. So he can end it, and remove you from it at a moment's notice.
So just before we get to Ed, hang on, I'm just gonna give you the feedback I've got. We'll save Ed's till last.
Save the best till last.
Exactly. So feedback. I got some feedback from John, our guest from episode one of season two. He said he's glad he no longer has to stand alone in the Hall of Shame. He said, can I please change the timer alert back? He was trying to boil an egg while listening to the start of the quiz and it was totally messing with him. Just on that note as well, Joe also gave me the same feedback that she didn't like that it had changed last week because it was giving her PTSD because it's the same as her morning alarm. But as I explained to John, the reason was I normally use my work phone as the timer, but the battery was dead last week, so I had to use my normal phone and I didn't have a chance to change the timer alert. And his last bit of feedback was, well, he said, keep up the good work. He's really enjoying listening. But Will, he also said, let Will know that the World Series is the winner of the American League versus the winner of the National League. And the Astros have been in the American League since 2013, Red Sox American League too.
That's pretty funny.
It's a good job I like John, because otherwise I could point out how he performed as our guest ringer on the baseball. But I'm too polite to even mention that. So thank you for that feedback, John. Consider it noted. And I haven't got round to Googling when it was that the Astros were in the World Series final. But I will look that up, because I don't think I was a million miles apart from the fundamentals of them not being in the right league. Thank you for that.
Okay. And from Jo, we've also got, she thinks she's enjoying Tom's Wheel songs as always. She thinks we should have Tom's Wheel song as, we shouldn't have the wheel in the background. It's just be Tom's Wheel song and nothing else. So I said, I'll see what I can do this week. Like I said, she didn't like the timer sound as well because it was too much like her morning alarm.
That's clearly somebody that hasn't seen the wheel up close and personal because it is mesmerizing. Yeah.
So, but it's
I'm very surprised, G, that you haven't, flashed to your wheel at some point.
Well,
especially the kaleidoscope of colours that there was on it last week.
She also said it's a bit of a GDPR nightmare because of the email I read out and giving someone's full name out on a podcast. Apologies if that was. But mean Lorcan's hopefully going to be joining us very soon. So.
That is also Joe's issue because she's appointed head of HR, so she needs to sort that.
Yeah, exactly. She thinks we should change our name to 38% because that's the score we get when we're below average.
I tell you what, that's got a bit of a ring to it, even if it's in negative connotations. It's hip and down with the kids rather than the 16-word title that we've currently got that you I can't remember.
She said, while she was listening, she actually saw Mark Drakeford, the leader of the Welsh Assembly, across the road, and she didn't get distracted, so that's positive, I guess, that she wasn't distracted by
did she tell him
well, she wasn't listen? Distracted by him, or she wasn't distracted by the podcast?
She wasn't distracted by him, she was too engrossed in the podcast.
We are collectively more attractive than Mark Drakeford isn't saying much. Good evening, AM, whatever your title is. we will tag him this evening.
And her last bit of feedback was, because obviously last week we were below average by 1%, She said it was heartbreaking, and she said it reminded her of when Pompey played Akron Stanley, not just yesterday, but the other week as well. And they lost both times, so obviously they lost yesterday and missed out on the playoffs. But they also, the other week, they scored a 94th minute goal to take the lead, and then the same guy then scored an own goal a minute later, and they drew 3-0. So she was absolutely heartbroken at that point.
Sorry, we're going to have to stop the podcast because I now need to Google that. That sounds like an absolute classic. I think I didn't know any of that.
Akron and Stanley versus Portsmouth a couple of weeks ago, 3-0, 94th and 95th minute goals scored by the same person.
At both ends, great.
Yeah,
both ends.
I mean, I'm sure Ed can relate to this. Maybe not so much Tom at the moment, but when your season's over and there's nothing to play for, you kind of lose interest in football.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what it's like for one of my team's season to be over early.
So that's the feedback from everyone else. So it's time, Ed, for your live feedback. Hit us with it.
Well, I feel like Will's kind of, you know, suggested this is overwhelmingly negative, which it certainly isn't. It's overwhelmingly positive, but, you know, he's... Well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm enjoying the podcast. It's great. I would describe it certainly as above average entertainment. So,
that's,
you know,
what we strive for.
Yeah, exactly.
Not too much above average, just above average.
Above, definitely above average. I haven't said where above, somewhere above. I did text Will with a little bit of feedback from last week's podcast. There were only two items in it. One was to say that GY, your pronunciation of all those random names was outstanding. I have no idea whether they were pronounced correctly or not, but, you know, it sounded confident. And yeah, I was mighty impressed. Now, the one bit of recurring feedback, which I think I've mentioned to Will more than once, yeah. I think.
But I haven't had the heart to pass it on.
Well, I know, which is... Yeah, exactly.
My GY was so devastating.
Yeah. It's, basically, there's a little bit around the quality of some of the music, which is kind of in relation to conversations we've had earlier about actually, on the whole, the sound quality, as far as I can hear, sounds pretty good. But the music that you play, and I think I've just had a live demo of probably why it happens that way, because maybe it's played through your phone, but it sounds like it's being played from a fridge in another room or something. So that's the one bit that just, you know, I don't have a problem with the music itself. Perhaps just the sound quality doesn't quite match with the sound quality of the rest of the podcast.
You can say the actual words you said on your text message to Will if you want.
I'm pretty sure that was almost exactly what I said.
I think it's something along the lines of the music is budget.
Oh, that could have been it. Well, it was, as I say, it's not the music itself, it's the sound quality of the music.
Not that GY's got a new tattoo this week with budget written on it, because he was like so upset about it.
Can we just check which music are you talking about? All of it?
No. There's a bit. I don't know what to, like, that you seem to play at moments of tension or something.
Oh, the elevator music I play every now and then.
Is that what it is? Maybe, I don't know.
There's some elevator music. We've got the background music, which is free, which is it is very definitely budget. And then you've got the intro and outro music, which is actually me playing guitar. So
no, it's not the intro and outro.
That,
it's the
as
something
long as you're not dissing that, you're all right.
No, it's not that. It's the something that gets played. Yeah, it probably is elevator music, because that's kind of what it sounds like.
That's usually when I gotta go for a wee or something.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I'm pretty sure it came on that point last week.
It is actually called elevator music, the clip I've got.
And as I say, it's not necessarily the music itself, but it's the sound quality of it.
Yeah. I have been told I overuse it, but it's normally because I haven't got time to find something else to put in. So I just chuck that in for gaps. But I'm gonna try and stop using it as much.
Well, you know, anyway. That's my only negative thing to say.
But it was recurring. So it's his only negative thing.
When I
but
say recurring,
every damn
I think
week,
I've mentioned it
every
twice.
Damn week.
Twice, maybe three times.
Maybe three times. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for the feedback. It's always appreciated.
Thank you.
And, you know, we take it on board and we strive
and
to improve.
Ignore it. Kidding.
I'm just going to give the elevator music over everything you say.
That would be quite amusing.
Right. Let's get on with it.
Yes.
Going to get the picker wheel up. Ed, are you ready for this?
I'm quite excited to see this in the flesh. Well, not literally in the flesh, but on a screen.
It will blow your mind.
Check it out.
If this is anything like last week's episode, Ed, this is the highlight. Because what you'll notice about this, Ed, is GY doesn't actually reveal what the numbers correlate to until it's landed on something. And there is an element of doubt here where he could just pick any random quiz he wanted and then say, yes, that's what it was the whole time. You know, that's what that number correlated to. He's now going to prove me wrong by you know, showing us his spreadsheet where he's got more prepared, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I will be annoyed if number five comes up.
Yeah.
Right, number five, Scottish football.
Yeah.
Scottish
football trivia.
Yeah. Yeah. If that comes up, I'm leaving.
It's still on the list.
It's going to be number five now you've said that.
Right, Tom, have you got your song ready?
I have, yes. Like I said, this is the shortened version, and I'll send the full one to GY to maybe put on the end if he wants. Will, you got time to eat as much food as you want?
He's already stuffed his face already.
Mate, the feedback went on for so long that I managed to devour that. That's gone. So short and sweet now is absolutely fine with me.
Right, we're spinning the wheel in 3, 2, 1.
Round like a rugby ball in a spiral, like a quiz within a wheel. Not getting on with it, tell us how you feel. Like questions on biathlon or even egg and spoon. Like a discus that's turning to a podcast over Zoom. Like 30 seconds for an answer, we laugh in its face. And the world is our average, above it we want to place. Will the wheel this week be kind? Or is this just a wheel in my mind?
That was beautiful, mate. Beautiful.
That's
mate.
Very good. What made me laugh was Will's face. Well,
I couldn't see it because I had the words up.
No, don't tell me you were reading it. Surely not. I thought it was all off the cuff. Tom, that genuinely was polished. That was the most polished I've
I think that is definitely the best one you've done so far.
Yeah.
I would say listen to the original and then imagine how hard it was to write a full song for
it. It was definitely the best one thus far because it wasn't horrible.
Thanks, mate.
You're welcome.
Right, so we got quiz number 25.
So 25, yeah. I put that in the high numbers, which means it could correlate to something absolutely horrendous because last week was like 23 and we ended up with random sports nobody's interested in. Apologies to our biathlon fans.
You were interested in poker.
Yeah, well, you gave
a very full answer on poker.
Yeah, right? Cool. But that was just picking up on GY's pronunciation of 72.
Yeah. No, it's like someone put 50p in you. You put right up.
Yeah.
I did. I do genuinely remember coming back to life at that point. I was like, oh, this is interesting. But it was off the back of me trying to work out what GY was saying. Yeah. It's a 72 non-suited. A 72 non-suited? What's he on about?
Like, I just read it as there was no gap. It just said 72. I just read it as I see it.
That went really well for me, that question did as well, because I gave a very long, full answer that then transpired to be right. And I give lots of long, full answers that most of the time are wrong.
So, our quiz for tonight is Football Trivia 2020.
Oh, no. If it's not Leicester City 2016, I'm in a whole world of trouble.
So this is a quiz written in October 2020. It's all about football. There's 15 questions. That's it.
Right.
Okay.
I was at home drinking quite a lot during 2020.
I think a lot of us were. So.
Is that only 15 questions? Because that's how little football was played in 2020.
Yeah. 15 questions. That's it. That's all we need to do.
This could be one of two things. It could be ridiculously easy or it could be ridiculously hard. I don't think there's going to be a middle ground with this.
We'll wait and see. So, are you ready for this?
Ready.
Yeah, I've just reminded myself who won the league and who won the Champions League. So, we're off to a start.
Right, okay. We're starting the quiz in 3, 2, 1. Question 1. Which player has scored the most goals from the start of the 15-16 season to October 2020?
Oh, I'm putting this out there straight away. I like Jamie Vardy. After my Leicester City answer, I like Jamie Vardy, but it could be Harry Kane, but I like Jamie Vardy.
I think Harry Kane, but...
I tell you what, if it's Jamie Vardy, Harry Kane, Salah, and somebody else, it could be any of them. Let's have them.
Is it Paul Pogba, Jose Callejon, James Rodriguez, or Sergio Ramos?
Oh, I've gone right off this question.
Oh, I've just realised this is not the Premier League. This is...
It's just football.
Right. Anyway.
Okay, so give
us the options again.
Paul Pogba, Jose Callejon, James Rodriguez, Sergio Ramos.
Okay, so after the first set of answers, I would move this into this could be virtually impossible rather than really easy.
I just say that includes a lot of years that aren't 2020?
It just says Football Trivia 2020. So.
Fair enough.
So I kind of need an extension of time on this one because I haven't heard of two of those. So James Rodriguez, yes, and Paul Pogba.
You've never heard of Sergio Ramos, Real Madrid
central
defender.
Oh, yeah, right back.
Big captain. Yeah.
I wouldn't put him on the list of top goal scorers.
Well, no, I think that's the whole point, is that like it's who scored the most out of people who probably haven't scored that many goals.
Oh, who scored the most goals? Can you start again? What was the question? I know.
This is quite amusing because you talk about Will and Tom not listening to the question.
So Will, out of these four players, which one of them has scored the most goals from the 2015-16 season to October 2020?
Yeah, got you. And I'm very confident the answer to this isn't Jamie Vardy. So let's have the answer.
Paul Pogba, Jose Callejon, James Rodriguez, or Sergio Ramos?
Okay, so who's the second one? Because I've never heard of that person.
Jose Callejon. Did he play for Real Madrid as well for a bit?
I can't remember.
I've heard of him.
Well, the honest answer is I don't know who he is either.
I think he's in Everton reserves.
It wouldn't
be James Rodriguez because he won again in the Madrid.
Exactly. Rodriguez didn't play until he came to Everton.
I like Sergio Ramos after not knowing who Sergio Ramos was because I think he took a lot of penalties, a lot of free kicks.
He has a lot of red cards as well.
Yeah, he does. I don't think it's Pogba because I think Pogba had a very... He was injured for a while, but he also had a very, very long period without scoring any goals for Man United.
Oh, who's the third option?
James Rodriguez.
Oh, see, I'm saying James Rodriguez and I'm thinking of Javier Hernandez. And I was going to convince you that Javier Hernandez would be the best option.
James Rodriguez plays for Everton.
Yeah, and Hernandez now plays in the States. But didn't he score a lot of goals after he left West Ham, or whatever it was? Because he's fifth,
but he's not in the question.
He's not in the question.
No. He's outscored all of these.
So is Harry Kane.
Yeah. And Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, that'd be a much better question.
All right, I think Ramos might be sensible.
Ramos
was my first answer after
you figured out who
Harry
was.
Kane and Salah and Jamie Vardy. So let's go with Ramos.
Okay, we're going for Sergio Ramos. Incorrect, it's Jose Callejon.
Sad guy.
Question number two. Which of these players have been signed for a fee of at least 40 million euros? Victor Lindelof, Paco Alcácer, João Mário, Felipe Anderson.
Definitely going to be a solid quiz.
Where is this person based? It's like Spain.
What's their name? Because there were some Dutch links to when we worked out what the name was last week.
The username is My Name Jeff, ha ha.
Oh, it could be Dutch.
What's Spanish for Jeff? Javier?
Maybe.
So as a Man United fan, GY, how much did they sign Lindelof for?
I think he was 36 million.
So you're ruling him out.
Pounds or euros? Yeah.
Now we've got to work out what the exchange rate was at that point.
He was very, very close to 40 million euros. He was very close.
He's the only one that I can remember that you said. Who are the other three?
Paco Alcácer, Felipe Anderson, or João Mário.
I don't think Felipe Anderson. I think he was 18, maybe 28 million at most.
Did you just say 18, maybe 28?
Yeah, it's gone 18.
Like it had an 8 in it, so it could have been 48. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the Mario? He sounds like somebody I should know.
João Mário.
Portuguese, I mean.
Yeah. I don't know who he plays for there.
You're not filling me with confidence that any of you know who it is.
I think Lindelof was 40 million euros. I think I've got a feeling he was 40 million now. I have no idea about any transfers for the other three. I've got no idea. He's the only one that I've got an inkling towards.
Actually, I don't think it's Felipe Anderson. I really don't.
So we should go with Lindelof.
We don't back you enough on Man United questions.
I wouldn't if I was you. So we're going with Victor Lindelof. Yes. It's João Mário.
João.
Question three.
What's 38% of 15 questions? let's just set a benchmark.
It's between five and six.
It's a bad start.
Yeah. Right. Question three. Which team has most recently won a major English trophy? So that's either the Premier League, the FA Cup, or the League Cup. Is it Portsmouth, Wigan Athletic, Tottenham Hotspur, or Birmingham City?
Oh wow!
It's not Spurs.
I think it's Wigan. It's probably Wigan.
I think so.
Well.
Yeah, that was after Portsmouth.
Birmingham League.
No, I think it.
Was that 2011?
Yeah.
Because you asked me when I won season one, you asked me a question about Mikel Forsell, didn't you?
Yeah, who won?
Yeah. And I got that right.
Spurs.
I think Wigan is definitely after that.
I think so.
It's between Birmingham and
Wigan.
Can
I just confirm that we're confident it's 2013 on Wigan? I had 2009 in there for Wigan.
No,
it was definitely after. Yeah.
I was thinking it's more recent than that.
Yeah, it's definitely not Spurs because they haven't won anything since, what, 1991, I think it was.
How does that feel? Ed was a Tottenham fan.
Yeah.
91, FA Cup.
91, he's right. No, hang on, that's not true. We won the League Cup, but it was longer ago than that. I think it was 2008, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, I think he's right.
I forgot they won that. Right, we're going Wigan Athletic anyway.
Yeah.
Correct answer.
Yes.
There you go.
Running.
Right. One out of three.
Three percent.
1 out of 3. So.
Yes. Work to do.
Right. Question 4. Which of these players scored the most UEFA Champions League goals as a teenager?
I'm ruling out Jamie Vardy. Ruling out.
Is it Patrick Kluivert, Karim Benzema, Raul, or Bojan Krcic?
Oh wow!
There's was Raul a teenager when he?
Well, he was playing when he was young for.
He scored a lot of goals. Bojan
was definitely a teenager when he was playing for Barcelona in the Champions League.
Yeah.
And Kluivert scored a lot of goals when he was a teenager as well.
In the Champions League, though.
Well, Ajax, and then he went to Barcelona.
Mm. Yeah, he wasn't a teenager when he went to Barcelona, though.
No, but he could still score for Ajax. Mm.
Benzema was he Lyon originally? Before he went to Real Madrid?
I don't remember him scoring many
very young. When he went to Real Madrid, though, wasn't he?
I like left field. I'd go Bojan if I was playing on my own.
Bojan Krcic. Any thoughts on yours?
I reckon I'd lean towards Kluivert.
Tom?
Not with any massive confidence.
I quite like Kluivert. My only thing with Raul...
So he was top scorer in the Champions League for a long time.
Yeah, but was he a teenager when the Champions League...
Raul played till he was about 37, didn't he, in the Champions League? He was still
I think once the Champions League started, he was already in his 20s.
Well, I've got two votes for Kluivert. I just hope you're not confusing it with his son, you know, that's all I'm saying.
We're going for Kluivert?
I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, we'll go for Kluivert. It's the correct answer.
Yeah.
Great answer.
I'm giving that one to Ed.
Right, question 5. Which team has won a UEFA Europa League or UEFA Cup? Dynamo Kiev, Borussia Dortmund, Liverpool, or Arsenal?
What was that question again?
So which of these team has won a UEFA Europa League or UEFA Cup? Dynamo Kiev, Borussia Dortmund, Liverpool or Arsenal?
What's the UEFA Cup? That's the Champions League.
No, UEFA Cup was what there was before the Europa League. So, like,
yeah. Ah, okay, yeah.
So it was the second competition. Yeah, yeah.
Liverpool won it. They won in 2001, didn't they, when they won the three trophies?
The three, yeah. I'm sure it's the UEFA
then
Cup,
one, two, then two,
the FA
yeah.
Cup League.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
So, Liverpool, happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight in. Liverpool, correct answer.
Yes. Flying, eh?
Question 6. Which of these players did not score at least 10 goals in the 2019-2020 Premier League? Riyad Mahrez, Mason Greenwood, Troy Deeney or Diogo Jota?
Diogo who?
Jota. Jota. Well, yeah, Jota.
Oh, Diogo Jota. Yeah. The Wolves bloke. Oh, yeah.
I'd have probably said Mahrez, just because he didn't play very much that season, I don't think. Did he? He scored more this season.
I mean, this is last season. Yeah,
he scored more this season.
And I associate Greenwood with having a... Flying
no, no, because he only came into the team towards the end of the season, Greenwood, I think, but he did score quite a few.
When he came in, he got off to a flying start and he scored it.
And Troy Deeney scored quite a few, and I think Jota scored quite a few.
Jota then, to justify his move to Liverpool. When did he sign for Liverpool, though? Was that at the end of the season?
Yeah.
Yeah, end of that season.
I like Mahrez.
That's where my money is.
Greenwood scored about, I think Greenwood scored 18 or 19 goals.
Seriously, I don't think he scored that.
I don't think
in,
that.
In total across the season, so yeah, all competitions.
Not,
so
yeah, not Premier League.
10 Premier League might be about right. He did grab quite a few.
I'm happy to go with that,
Mahrez.
Well, just to clarify, I think that this quiz is in the balance. So it's about this point in the quiz where we need to make a decision on whether or not we're going to play fair or just pin it on the ringer. So Ed's saying Mahrez, so we go with that.
We'll go
so
with
you,
the ringer.
So you put me out to dry.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it works. So you get forgiven that feedback. Right, we're going Riyad Mahrez. Incorrect, it's Diogo Jota.
Well, no one said him, so.
It wouldn't have been who I would have gone.
Question seven.
But who got that wrong, just to clarify?
Oh, I'm definitely.
And who got the last definitely. Two or three right?
Yeah, that's just enough to get us to 38%.
Right. Who scored the most penalties in the 2019-2020 Premier League season?
Oh.
Bruno Fernandes, Troy Deeney, Marcus Rashford, or Willian?
I like Fernandes.
So Fernandes joined in January, but he did score a shed load of penalties. He scored something like 18 penalties for us or something stupid.
That's a good point that he joined in January.
In half a season?
Not in a half season, in total, since then. Since he joined us, he scored about, I'm sure he scored about 20 penalties.
And who were the others? So you've got Bruno Fernandes,
Troy Deeney, Marcus Rashford, or Willian? So Rashford was taking them before.
But not necessarily scoring them.
He did miss one or two.
Willian was Chelsea penalty taker back then, wasn't he? And he got quite a few.
I still think Fernandes. I got a feeling he scored like six or seven in the second half of the season.
I like Fernandes
quite a lot, yeah.
I feel the need to keep quiet on this one after the last question.
But, okay, we might ignore you anyway, but what would you go for on this one, Ed?
I think I would go Willian.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, I bring you back to my previous argument. Do we want to pin this on the ring? Apology. I think we fancy Bruno Fernandes for this, don't we?
We'll go Bruno Fernandes. It's Marcus Rashford.
Is it really? Is it really? Why didn't you say that, Ed?
Right, question eight. Which of these players have accumulated the highest total transfer fees? So that's all their transfers combined. Alvaro Morata, Angel Di Maria, Gonzalo Higuain, Romelu Lukaku.
Oh, wow. Could be any of those.
Well, so Lukaku's over 100 million.
Well, we sold him for 75 million to Inter. We bought him for God knows how much.
Something similar, wasn't it?
Yeah. Or something similar for
Morata was 60 million.
Higuain went for like 70. 6 million or something as well, didn't he?
What we can do is somebody to listen back to our earlier podcast where we discussed the highest transfer
fees. Highest transfer fees.
Football history. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
didn't Tom say he'd just done that?
Yeah. Tom.
I don't remember anything now. I just know what songs were sung.
But this was like episode three or something.
Yeah, but that's only saying like the highest transfers. So.
Morata's moved quite a few times, hasn't he?
Yeah. Lukaku went from. We bought him for like 28 million.
Yeah.
So you've got that, plus you've got the two, like 75, see? And Chelsea, I don't know, they would have paid like a nominal fee. Like
they didn't pay that much for him, I think they got like 10 million. Yeah. He was still at Anderlecht at that point, didn't he?
Yeah.
Higuain, so he's moved, so he was 74 million the one transfer. How much was he from Real Madrid?
No. Don't know. See, he's a contender.
Morata had a couple of high ones and he has moved a few times, but I don't know if he's enough.
I don't think it'd be Morata.
How much... Oh, Di Maria, how much did we pay for him? I think he was about...
He was in one of the top ones, so I think he was about like 50 mil.
I think he was around 55 to 60.
55,
how much did you sell him for?
I can't remember.
I reckon it was less than that.
It doesn't need to be that much, yeah. He went to PSG, but...
Do we think Lukaku then?
I think it's probably between Lukaku and Morata, personally. But, you know... I'm learning to keep quiet.
And having said what I said about Ed, I'd actually go for Morata as well.
The odds between Lukaku and...
The only one I've got fixed in my mind with Morata is 60 million to Chelsea. But when he signed for Real Madrid, I think there was a big fee. And now he's at Atletico Madrid, isn't he?
He left Chelsea for something similar.
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite... That could be like three.
It's probably going to be like, you know, 0.5 million between
them. Probably not much between them.
Yeah,
we just need to go for one. Tom.
I would say Lukaku.
So what we normally do in these cases is we go for the least favoured one, don't we? So who's the one we like the least out of these?
Di Maria.
There's a strong argument for Di Maria as well, I'm sure.
I don't think so, see. But I don't know.
Who did Man United sign Di Maria from? Real Madrid?
It could have been Madrid.
So they would have paid a fee for him.
On Benfica.
And then Man United pay a fee for him. Then Paris Saint-Germain pay a fee for him. You probably got three big fees there straight away.
Yeah, but it wouldn't, like, to Real Madrid, it wouldn't have been like a 50 mil. It would have been like a 30 mil or something. 20, 30 mil.
Yeah.
And you reckon you've got Lukaku at in excess of 150 million, do you?
Well,
he was 75 million.
Pushing 200 mil, I think.
I reckon he's about 150, 160.
I can't argue with that if you're confident that he's in excess of 150 million.
Well, I think Morata's similar, but yeah, anyway,
I think Higuain is as well. I don't know which one to pick.
Go Lukaku.
Right, we're going with the ringer.
Well, who said Morata?
But I've been saying one the whole time and then just said go with Tom.
We're going with Tom's Lukaku.
It's the correct answer.
Yes.
Oh, get in there.
That's definitely one to Google later.
Like I said, see what's going on.
Probably a million between all three or four.
And try this again now. Alexa, turn the office on.
Yeah. Will, turn the light on.
and it worked.
He's got Will well trained, doesn't he?
Slight delay on that one, but
it worked.
Yeah, it's effective.
I'd trade Will in if I was you. Right, question 9. Which of these players scored the most league goals in the 2019-2020 season? Duvan Zapata, Gerard Moreno.
Making them up now. He's making them up.
Josip Iličić or Jadon Sancho?
You know what? The thing is, some of these quizzes, they're like, this is the hardest, blah, blah, blah. This didn't even say that. It said, this is 2020 quiz.
Trivia, mate. It's trivia.
No, I've only heard of Jadon Sancho, and I've already forgotten what the question was. Something about who scored the most goals, isn't it?
Who scored the most league goals in the 2019-2020?
It's kind of like the first question, but with different names.
Has anybody got any advances on Jadon Sancho, who knows who any of the other three are?
See the names again, see if any ring a bell.
So, we've got... Hang on. Time's up. Duvan Zapata.
Jadon Sancho, then.
Duvan Zapata, Gerard Moreno, Josip Iličić, or Jadon Sancho.
That's not the same Moreno that played left back for Liverpool, is it? Different one.
No, that was Alberto Moreno.
Yeah. I got nothing other than Jadon Sancho, and he did score a few goals.
He did, but the problem is you've got these other ones who could be playing probably in Croatian League or something like that, who could just be banging in goals for fun.
All three of them could be in the Everton reserves, I believe you. So.
No, I don't.
What do you reckon? Nothing. Sancho scored, didn't he score something like 15 goals in that season?
So he scored quite a few.
He had a load of assists as well.
So we're then comparing what little knowledge we have of Jadon Sancho against nothing.
I think either way, this is going to be a complete guess.
Yeah.
Did you either back the Brit, or do you go for one of the ones you've never heard of and hope for the best?
One of the others, probably.
I'd go for a randomer.
let's do our due diligence. Just say the names of the other three once more.
Duvan Zapata.
Now, you're very good at pronunciation normally, but try and say that slightly differently to see if it jogs any memories.
Duvan Zapata.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Even for the accent.
No, I think he's a left back. He wouldn't be scoring.
Gerard Moreno.
Moreno, like Dan's friend. Yeah, right.
Maybe. And Josip Iličić.
Well, I like him. Iličić? Is that the Croatian striker? Or was that Ilić?
I don't know which one are you thinking of.
we should rule out Sancho and say it shouldn't be him. Isn't that a fair comment?
Why
shouldn't be
probably?
Him.
we're a little bit clueless.
But
on
then,
this
if this question is like the Sergio Ramos question, where you've got four non sort of goal scoring regulars up against each other,
this is probably a bunch of semi. Frequently goal scoring regulars.
Right, everyone just pick your favourite. Tom.
Sancho.
Will.
The one that sounded like Iličić or something like that.
I was going to pick Iličić.
Oh, so was I. Let's do it.
There you go.
We're going with Iličić.
Don't be Sancho.
We're going with Iličić. It's incorrect. It was Duvan Zapata.
second guest.
Question 10. Which player has the most international caps as of October 2020?
Oh, please say Vitas Astafjevs. He's got the most caps for Latvia.
Alexandra Lacazette, Anthony Martial, Alex Sandro, or Marc-Andre Ter Stegen?
Who?
Marc-Andre Ter Stegen. He's the Barcelona goalkeeper and also Dutch number one.
Oh, the Barcelona keeper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, got it.
Lacazette, I don't know how many he's got.
Who was the third one?
Alexandro.
Who?
Alex Sandro.
Isn't there a song? Alexandro, Alexandro.
It's been about him. I reckon I'd go Ter Stegen.
Who's Alexandro?
Who does he play for?
See, at least I come out with it when I don't know who they are. You three just sit there in silence, trying to look intelligent, like you know who it is.
I know his name. I'm trying to think. I thought he played for Barca. I might be wrong. So I think Ter Stegen's a good check because he's goalkeeper.
Exactly. Goalkeepers generally rack him up.
He's not that old.
No, he's not. He's quite young as well.
Then
my only other thing is Martial started young.
Lacazette is 31, but he hasn't played...
He came on later, didn't he?
Yeah, he hasn't played ahead of Giroud much, has he?
Should we say Ter Stegen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got somewhere to be, G, have you? You want to get on with it?
Well, it's taken us 26 minutes to do.
I can't remember what
questions.
Two of the answers are at the moment, so yeah, carry on.
We're on 3 minutes per question at the moment. We're going Marc-Andre Ter Stegen. Correct answer.
Yeah, of course it is. Oh. Never in doubt. Yeah.
Okay. Which of these teams, so question 11, which of these teams has Carlo Ancelotti not managed? Inter Milan, Chelsea, Paris Saint-Germain, or Juventus?
Inter, no?
Yeah, I think it's Inter, isn't it?
I was one of the Italian ones. I thought he had managed Inter, not Juve.
No, he definitely managed Juve.
Oh, in that case, definitely managed Inter. Juve.
Yeah, I think it is Inter.
He's done the other two, no trouble.
Yeah, so we're going... Look at that. That's it. Get on with it. That's the way we want it.
Yeah.
Inter Milan. Correct answer.
Come on.
Smashed it. They're easy when you know.
On a street, no.
Question 12. Which team did Tottenham Hotspur purchase Sun Heung-min from?
Wow.
It was in Germany. I'm trying to go on.
Just to reassure you, Ed, I know who he is.
So you're correct, it was from someone from Germany, because all four of these are German.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're always going to give you four German options.
Was it Hamburger SV, Bayer Leverkusen, VfB Stuttgart, or Werder Bremen?
I'm happy for the ringer to own this one.
I'm pretty sure it's Leverkusen.
I think he's right there,
yeah.
I'm sure we've mentioned it before. I can't remember why.
No, I don't think
Would he have been on the high transfer fee list?
No, we didn't pay a lot for him.
Yeah. We had someone else on the list to do with...
It was about...
German transfers.
Like 15 to 20 mil, I reckon. I'm pretty sure it's Leverkusen.
Okay, we'll go with Leverkusen.
Yeah.
Correct answer.
Come on!
Question number 13. Which player holds the record for the most goals in a single MLS season?
Oh, I've got an answer for this, but let's see if it comes up.
Who is it?
Bradley Wright Phillips.
No. He did score a shed load of goals, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he's not on the list. Is it Sebastian Giovinco, Carlos Vela, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, or Josef Martinez?
Just ask the question again.
Which player holds the record for the most goals in a single MLS season?
So for fear of sounding like Tom, what's this got to do with 2020?
Don't know.
I mean, it's after quiz, mate.
It's a quiz that was written in 2020.
It was written in 2020, so it's a quiz written in 2020.
Yeah. I think Vela.
I think Vela.
I don't completely think agree. Vela.
Who do you think?
Will's just now, he didn't even think of anything. He's like, I'm going to say something and convince everyone to change.
I was watching a bit of MLS at the weekend. What were the other two? Not Ibrahimovic, the other two?
Sebastian Giovinco and Josef Martinez.
Oh, let's go
there.
We're going Carlos.
There's one player for LA one of the LA sides called Higuain, and he scores a lot of goals, but he wasn't one of the options.
Got set up by his brother the other day, didn't he? His brother whipped in a free kick and he scored the goal.
Did he?
Yeah.
Gonzalo?
Yeah, his brother took the free kick and he scored the goal.
Is Gonzalo Higuain in the MLS?
Yeah, that's what he's on about.
No, I was on about the other Higuain.
Oh, no, yeah. No, Gonzalo's playing there as well. They're playing on the same team.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought you were on about Gonzalo.
No, I was on about his brother, the ball boy. Yeah.
Well, you learn a lot in this one.
There you go. So, we're going for Carlos Vela. Correct answer.
Of course it is. Never in doubt.
That's for 4-0. Of course it is,
but Will says it's definitely not him.
Yeah.
Question number 14. Who is the all-time top goal scorer for the Spanish national team?
Oh, I know this.
Come on then, tell us the answer.
Go on.
It's David Villa, isn't it?
It's either Villa or I reckon it could be Raul, but anyway.
No, is it? You're wrong.
Is it? Is it?
Is it? Is it? He's Turkish.
That come up when I
do this. Is it Emilio Butragueno?
No.
Fernando Torres?
No.
David Villa?
Yes.
Raul?
Oh, controversial. So,
as you say, it's one of those two.
One of those two.
No, it's Villa.
I think Villa.
You're probably right, because Spain have been more successful more recently, haven't they? And Raul would have played pre that era.
Yeah. It's good, yeah. Good logic, I think.
Are you all sure it's not Fernando Torres?
That was Ed's way of talking around the fact that he was starting to agree with me, but he didn't want to admit it.
Okay, we're going for David Villa.
Yeah.
Correct answer.
Of course it is. Told you that when the question came up. I may not know who your abstract strikers are from the Bundesliga or whatever they were, but I know that one.
What? Heung-min Son?
Yeah, him.
Heung-min.
Right. Last question. Number 15.
Come on.
Which player did not score an own goal in the 2019-2020 Premier League season?
Frank Sinclair, because he's retired by
then. And he did score about
Yeah. My favourite own goal is Sol Traore's.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, it was at the League Cup or something, I think it was.
Burnley, I guess.
Yeah, that was a brilliant one. Love that one. Back heel. Right, is it Lucas Digne, Serge Aurier, Tammy Abraham, or Harry Maguire?
Maguire.
No, Maguire scores own goals.
Well, between the four of us, well, we can cover most of those teams. So, Tom, did Digne score one?
Probably.
Serge Aurier unquestionably did.
Yeah, I'm confident with you on that, Ed. Harry Maguire scores own goals. Fuck. Yeah, I would have said Digne.
Who's our other option?
Tammy Abraham scored an own goal. I can picture it.
Yeah, I think I remember him.
I can picture it. Although,
I remember him scoring an own goal, but in my head it was the FA Cup.
Oh, potato, potato. I think it's Digne.
Thing is, he probably had scored own goal, but it wasn't his fault.
Who was it?
That's not the question, Tom.
Who was it, Tom?
It was the other bloke's fault.
It was Pickford's fault. he can go and play for Detroit when he's finished with Everton. I think it's Harry Maguire, but that's just mine.
What do you think, G?
Out of those, I would say Maguire, just because Digne and Aurier, I think both have. And the defenders, they're more likely to.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I've seen Abraham score an own goal.
Oh, well, I think we've been outvoted here, Ed.
The only one I'm certain on is Serge Aurier.
I'm certain on Harry. I'm certain on Tammy Abraham.
So between Digne and Maguire.
Yeah. Go Maguire. You two fancy Maguire.
But you two don't.
Yeah, but
well, I don't know.
We're also going for different answers, so you've got your own bonus.
This is the only way to get on with it.
Maguire has certainly scored a handful of own goals. Well, maybe not a handful, more than what he scored some, but I couldn't tell you which season they were in.
And isn't it him and Dunk that are quite prone to own goals, and Serge Aurier?
Serge Aurier's not, I don't think he's that prone to own goals, he's just prone to mistakes that lead to goals.
That's the entire Tottenham defence you're describing, right?
Eric Dyer.
Go on, go Harry Maguire. Finish strong.
Okay, we're going Harry Maguire.
Even though I think it's wrong.
It's the correct answer.
Of course it is.
Yeah! What a strong finish, because we started horrifically. So definitely above 38%, no matter what.
And the massive advantage that Ed's got on this quiz over John when he did the baseball one is that that's gone to an American audience in the main. So we must have absolutely smashed the...
Well, yeah, but also John came on with, you know, apparent specialist knowledge, which thankfully I didn't.
And some of his insider knowledge was don't let Will talk you out of answers and then fell at the first third.
I was going to say then John came on with specialist knowledge. And I was going to say that Ed didn't because he's a Spurs fan.
He's good on own goals, he just admitted that.
Got the Son question right?
He did.
I only knew Spurs hadn't won a trophy for a long time.
Whee! Yep.
I say that as an Everton fan.
I was going to say, didn't want to bring it up.
When was yours last, Tom? 95 FA Cup?
It was a good one, though. It was a good one.
When was Rovers' last trophy?
2007, promotion from League 2 to League 1.
Well, we got one since then. 2008.
We watch them lose to Johnston Paint.
Oh, no, that's not true. No, that was the last one I was there for. They then won promotion out of the champion, what do you call it, the National League, on penalties against Grimsby. And then they won back-to-back promotions at League 2 into League 1. But I've forgotten what year that was. Wasn't that
and they won the relegation trophy this year, did they?
Yeah, hands down. Five points clear there. Where are they? Never in doubt.
Right, so we scored 10 out of 15. 67%.
Oh, just going to say, I could do the maths on that.
What do you think the average was?
45.
50 odd.
Yeah, 52.
So we scored 67%. The average score was... 38%.
Really? The 38% podcast.
38%. We beat it this time.
That is definitely a theme to these podcasts. You've got your title for this week's episode just straight there. The 38% podcast.
I can't give it away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Edit that out.
That's all right, isn't it? Whatever. Back to winning ways.
The Sergio Ramos one that we got wrong the first one. 47% of people went for Sergio Ramos. Mm. Same as us.
Easily led like us.
Yeah.
And they didn't know who the other bloke was.
The penalties won. 64% went for Bruno Fernandes, the same as us. We were in good company.
Was that right or wrong? I've forgotten.
It was wrong.
I was wrong.
It was Marcus Rashford.
That's right. I was wrong.
So there you go.
Oh.
We're above average.
Love that.
Above average in getting things wrong as well. Well, maybe on average.
I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank Ed's below average baseball team for allowing me my first victory of the season last night.
Much I have to say, I did think the timing of this invite was mildly dubious.
It's just a good review.
Exactly. Will hasn't won a game all season. Oh, he's about to win. Oh, do you want to come on the podcast?
I thought you had a good run there. I didn't mention that till right at the end.
Yeah, while you say goodbye to Edwin, can I go for a wee?
Just so you get his elevator music in.
If you want, mate.
You can just put bye, everyone.
I mean, I've got to get through the socials bits first anyway. So.
Oh, it's episode 6.
So you've probably got time to go and come back, mate.
If you run.
I'll be back now. You just carry on and cut that out.
The best part is he doesn't put himself on mute, so you hear all the doors going as well because he goes through to the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, Tom, you just missed it.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
Just talking about you, don't worry about it.
Talking about you, not
too. That's right. You haven't dedicated the episode to anyone yet, have we?
Do you want to dedicate it to someone?
I think you should dedicate it to Carlos Vela because I feel like when we got that one right, our confidence just went up and we just flew to the end.
You mean when you three got that one right?
and you doubted us. Yeah, I mean, one that I liked the last but one question.
I was going to say, I think that was quite close to the end.
It was very close to the end.
I think we were doing all right before that.
I'll listen back and then dedicate to whoever, when we started that run, it was like 6 questions we got right towards the end.
Yeah. We're going to dedicate it to all the people who are named in the questions that we got right. So David Villa, Carlos Vela, Lukaku, Kluivert, Maguire, Ter Stegen, and Carlo Ancelotti.
Yes, yeah. we'll tag all of those onto Twitter as well.
And Sun Heung-min.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's quite a lot of people to dedicate to.
Leverkusen was technically the right answer, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was mentioned in it.
So. Yeah, we'll tag them in.
Dedicated to Leverkusen and in the
month. We'll do our first foreign live gig in the Leverkusen Stadium.
Yes. With the beer sponsors of Stone and Wood from Byron Bay. And if they could package those and send them, you know, anytime soon so that they arrive in time for the end of season finale, because I've gathered there's been a few problems in the Suez Canal.
So thanks for listening, everyone. Obviously, as usual, if you like what you're listening to, give us a 5-star review or a 4-star one. That's quite good as well.
any rating would be appreciated.
Yeah. Any rating, any review, any feedback, leave it in the comments on our website or whatever. Obviously, follow us on Twitter, Average Quiz Pod. You can follow us on Instagram, Above Average Quiz Pod, or on Facebook, The Above Average Sports Quiz Thing. And of course, you can listen to this episode again and all our previous ones on our website, AboveAverageSportsQuiz.com. Nailed it.
Didn't need the lead in
with www.
I didn't need it this week.
He's been practicing.
I think he thought about it.
Yeah.
Episode 6, nailed it.
Absolutely smashed it.
So that's all for this week. Tom, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
Will, thanks for joining.
It was equally a pleasure.
And Ed, thanks for making your debut.
Enjoyed it. Thanks for the invite.
No problem. We might invite you again.
Next time Will beats me at baseball.
No, it'll be when me and Tom play you. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I wouldn't be...
You've played me already.
Yeah. You'll be back every three weeks on that basis.
So thanks for listening, everyone. And we will see you again next week. Cheerio.
Bye.
Bye.
Round like a rugby ball in a spiral, like a quiz within a wheel. Not getting on with it, tell us how you feel. Like questions on biathlon or even egg and spoon. Like a discus that's turning, doing a podcast over Zoom. Like 30 seconds for an answer, we laugh in its face. And the world is our average, above it we want to place. Will the wheel this week be kind? Or is this just a wheel in my mind? Like on socials you can follow, you are not alone. Down a road to a tavern or listen in your home. It's a quiz that needs solving, but what does it all mean? Like golf played on pebbles, will we end up in a stream? Like 30 seconds for an answer, we laugh in its face. The world is our average, above we want to place. The wheel this week be kind. This is just a wheel in my mind, like meddling with a socket and a jingle in our head. Can we answer quickly or take much longer instead? Will one let us know when he is sure, but we mention 90 fans. G.Y. Nasser's name pronounced, he doesn't have the socials to hand. Pictures of Sue Barker, how did I get that wrong? Our logic can be baseless, which is why sometimes we're wrong. You may want this to be over, but we don't really care. The wheel will go on turning. So Peter Crouch, beware. Like a rugby ball in a spiral, like a quiz within a wheel. Not getting on with it, tell us how you feel. Which quiz will we find? Will the wheel this week be kind? Or is it just a wheel in my mind?